great that you called in, Bill. I want more people to call in and challenge me on any issue, geopolitical, historical, geological, astrophysical, medical, whatever. But if you listen to all the shows, you get my perspective of I'm very much against the totalitarian regime. In fact, I had contacts in the late 90s from the Laodai prison camps. And because in the 1980s they tried to recruit me and they were saying, hey, they were bringing in even organs from the Laodai prison camps in China, and they were collaborating with places like Emory University in Atlanta where they're doing the transplants, or universities in Britain like Cambridge. People don't know these top, quote, British, European, and American and universities, I don't know any Canadian ones, where they're actually doing organ transplants from organs procured from places like India, where, you know, you can get $7,000 for a kidney in India. But in places where their prison systems like China, they're actually going to just procure those organs because they're sticking in their prison because they were a Christian evangelizing, or they're saying things that the Communist Party doesn't like, including now on social media. So, you know, we were talking about this a moment ago, Bill. I really think Trump, the master of negotiations, is really going to put it to not just China, but to every nation. And little nations can probably make a deal individually with America. It should never be a bloc where you have a trade group and a bunch of lawyers or bureaucrats like Brussels that are going to determine our trade policies and not our elected officials. And they have to be free, by the way, of corruption. So, you know, when Trump starts to dissect away all this garbage, it's both Republicans and Democrats that are going to suffer because they're already squeaking like little piglets that somehow he's going to build down the size of government and he's going to stop the pork barreling. For example, the cost of our jets. And I knew personally one of the engineers who was working on the Joint Strike Fighter as an engineer, and he was just, as he was working on it, this is years ago, he could not believe the already moves to make sure that the price of that jet went up 8 or 10 times. It's ridiculous. And it's no wonder our military doesn't work. When we even procure equipment for the Navy or the Air Force, and then we don't even have the staff. I mean, Obama managed to let us lose enough staff. We couldn't actually engage in a proper air war because we don't even have the ground personnel to handle our aircraft. It's ridiculous. We've had enough continuous wars. We've actually worn people up to the point where they retired or they're injured or they're gone or they moved into other industries other than the military.
And, or they were fired.
Or they're fired. And, of course, a lot of the military were fired because they weren't in lockstep with Obama, including people like General Flynn, who's now back, now that we have the mole Brennan. But remember, when people think of it as a conspiracy theory, I mean, I've seen the forensics. 2 weeks ago, I had a talk to actually a digital computer company director here in California that did the work for the NSA and the CIA on the birth certificate of Obama, and recently, again, pulled it apart forensically and proved, just like Sheriff Arpaio, that Obama is a complete fraud. Now, if he applied as a friend, as a Occidental student, as a foreign student to California years ago and got a grant, and if he also is photoshopped and his family are all spooks, by the way, evidence that I have is that Obama was probably speaking the local language in Afghanistan, and you know, people in the law society there don't even remember this guy. He's like a shadow man. It's like, and this is a kind of like a joke on the American public that this guy really did anything other than deconstruct America. It's right. Amazing. It's amazing. And for the people in the Democrats to try to defend him, and the only thing he succeeded in doing was trying to put, you know, people with alternative sexual preferences into different bathrooms, because everything else is going to go. I mean, I'm amazed at how, at what speed the pen and the phone of Donald Trump is neutralizing all the BS that was done by Obama, which is good. We finally have a non-politician who's going to fix the business of America because he's a businessman. And
well, what do you think, though, that the globalists might pull the plug on the economy and world economy?
They can't. I'll tell you why, okay? They would like to, but here's the consequences. If they pulled the plug on the economy, you'd have 2,000 city-states who would run the world, number one. And they'd have their own local currency to run it, whatever currency that would be. You know, if it was ancient Hawaii, it would be might be seashells or specific type of abalone, whatever, abalone shell. Number two, the fact is that they need to move toward a biometric world currency system where everything's divots in their system, but that's very fallacious, too. one of the things that I've had contact with are the guys that made the STIX system for long-range missile attacks from our missiles on our ships around the world or for our missile systems. And it's all based on what's called prime number encryption. Now, prime number encryption, I have a lot of skill sets in many areas, including mathematics, is ridiculous. It's easy hackable by the current new high-grade supercomputers. And we can use non-prime number encryption systems, which we can completely make our system, including our power grid and everything, bulletproof. Now, the problem is, because we've implemented the power grid system so slowly, it's not totally hackable. It's mostly stupid things we do, like a few keystrokes in Yuma, Arizona, result in the power grid surge that causes a shutdown and poisoned the reactors at the San Onofre plant 12 miles from where I live in the south side of Pendleton Marine Corps Base. That's where I live. I can look up my patio window, and I can see Pendleton right up my patio window right now. So what people need to understand is America is weak because America is weakened from the inside. When we, in the 1940s, transferred nuclear material and technology to Russia to make sure they could make nukes, we did that. When the British and Americans, when the British primarily set up the Communist Revolution in China, the British shipped the guns to the Chinese communists so they could kill 100 million of their own citizens. When the Bolshevik Revolution, were Canadian and the American troops stationed to take over the St. Petersburg, which later became, Stalingrad, and to take over Moscow and hand it over to the Bolsheviks, who didn't even have a pop gun. I took care of people who were actually there during the revolution in the 1970s, because I'm that old that I took care of employees in the 1970s that actually were there in World War I. So what people need to start grasping is the real world is totally different than the history they've been told in their history classes or universities.
Well, and, that's for sure.
And what's really going on is if we have a... And this is really interesting. I watched Jeffress, this Christian minister. And Jeffress, of course, over the last 2 years, got to know Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump doesn't wear his faith on his sleeve, which may be in good in some ways, because a lot of extreme Christians hold their faith on their sleeve, but they've got some belief systems that are pretty darn either wacky or non-Christian right off the top. Okay? And Donald Trump follows through in doing what we call Christian principles. One of the first things that Obama did was to sign the Montreal Accord to make certain that we were paying for abortions and sterilizations in foreign countries, including his, quote, home foreign country, Kenya. That's the first thing that Obama did, and one of the first things this week that Donald Trump did was to neutralize that we're no longer going to pay for abortions in foreign countries. Now, of course, the Democrats are going to say you're talking about cutting women's services and pregnancy and all stuff. It's like, these are not tied together. We're talking about paying for abortion. Okay? Now, right. Why do they do abortion? Because to the left and to the Satanists, it's a sacrament. I specifically had communications with an obstetrician back in San Antonio, Texas, back in the 1980s that worked before Health One Columbia took over their hospital system, that developed a valve system that's easy to implement through the umbilicus that can make you permanently sterile, turn the valve on and off to have kids, no hormones, which is danger of causing breast cancer, uterine cancer, and no chance of getting a pelvic inflammatory disease if the valve is turned off. You're not going to get PID from chlamydia or gonorrhea or any other organism. Why don't they do that? As I've said on the show, women have the right to be sterile. They do not have the right to abort, including early fetus, because if I became unethical and I have skill sets, people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I said, well, you're just wrong, okay? If you say that I can't order the actual equipment necessary to take a fetus out, growing in an artificial uterus or an animal, and then transgenically insert DNA now with the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, you're a moron to understand that the people that are unethical and have unlimited budgets can pretty well do anything you think is sci-fi, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's an ugly, dangerous reality. It's not something we should do, but it's something that, as I said on the show yesterday with Jim Fetzer, the future is very dark if you let these maniacs get their way, which means wild human reproduction will be stopped and licensure will be necessary. They can produce right now a ova and sperm from a punch biopsy of your forearm, and the future doesn't need females. People don't know that. People don't know that that's why the United Nations has 34 designations of sexual orientation, and it doesn't matter whether you're a reasonable agnostic that has value systems or reasonable Christian that actually believes in God knows is a violation of his prime directives and even the book of Jasher that God said what brought judgment to the earth and the flood, people need to understand that where we're facing is the end of the human race, the disconnection from the human race, the rise of artificial intelligence, the revise of a superclass of demigods, genetically and cybernetically enhanced, and the wiping out of most of the human race. That's what they're planning. And if you think, and if you think that this is just like Dr. Deagle, it's a conspiracy theory. I've been on the inside of so many projects and so on. They recruited me to go to MIT from grade 11 and to MIT nuclear physics. When I worked as a as one of the oceanographers before I went into medicine, I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace, and it got taken over by the maniacs that run the environmental movement, like Igor. But by the way, he flies a jet. His private jet, by the way, is the most polluting of all the private jets available. And, of course, all they do is they buy carbon credits. It's like, excuse me? That's like the craziness within the Catholic Church of buying, you know, of novena cards for sins you're already planning on doing. You know? It's crazy. So people have to understand what's going on is evil. And we have to call a spade a spade. We have to call something non-scientific. When you say carbon is a problem, it's because we're killing the benthic layer of the oceans, re-engineer the phytoplankton so they can stand the acid and they can convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. How difficult would that be? It's a small project. It's not even a Manhattan project. I'm sure it's doable. Could we have scrubbers to make sure that China doesn't pollute the air? 83%, this is 12 years ago in our conference in Colorado Springs, of the mercury landing on our veggies, including organic veggies in America, is mercury from smokestacks from burning dirty coal in China. Now, if we give them liquid natural gas and we also stop, you know, recertifying, we call post-geriatric nuclear reactors that are poisoning the local population within 120 miles, maybe we'll have a healthier population because we know that reactors release thorium, strontium, and tritium, and they're small for dates babies, congestive heart failure, mitochondrial disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease directly linked to the release of nuclear isotopes from reactors. These are things that public health has known for years. But when people try to say to Dr. Deagle, that's a conspiracy theory, that is a slur against someone intellectually to ask a tough question, has evidence to prove it, including audio, video, and laboratory and research articles, and in these are often in the public domain. They're not even classified material, but when there's classified material, I'm going to tell you straight up, some of it at least, with, you know, without scaring the hell out of you. I mean, I really can't tell you everything I know, otherwise most people would freak out. But they need to understand that what we're doing on this show is way beyond Alex Jones, way beyond Rents, way beyond any other program, and we put together a global picture of where healthcare is going, spirituality is going, the move toward a galactic civilization is going, where the collaboration of nation states to protect us against things like coronal mass ejections, cycles like the Maunder Ice Age cycle we're now in. I mean, nobody's even talking about it, and I'm going to bring back on some of my experts and scientists to talk about that, and things like primary water with the scientists and geologists from Northwestern University. These aren't conspiracy damn theories. And the problem is that you get non-intellectual people to try to emotionalize it and try to slur or say stupid things about these things, and there's extreme danger. There's danger not just to us in America, but to the whole planet, to bad intellectual teaching of kids that they don't learn in school how to think about thinking, to teaching people bad spirituality so we tolerate Islam in its current form. I mean, we need to transform Islam. If we can make certain that every Muslim in America has to take an oath that they're going to support the Constitution, not Sharia law, and we're going to monitor with some degree with Mike Pompeo every Muslim in this country. It needs to happen. But not just every Muslim, every American. If we see you putting money into a bank account to buy bomb materials or communicate through Facebook and Twitter or some other account, that metadata needs to become aware to the agencies and the local police. There was no failure, as was said here by Harley Schlanger, on the intel in Europe about that guy that took the truck down and killed all those people. It was a failure of intent, not intel. And that is really disgusting. The fact that we have a failure of intent, not intelligence, when we knew damn well this guy's dangerous. So, Emma, what do you think?
Well, I'm concerned about the metadata in that it's gathering information without probable cause.
I'll tell you how you
Americans.
No, I'll tell you how you do it. Okay, and it's really simple. You don't have to have. Firstly, we have to understand we're dealing with a whole new world. Okay, and we're not dealing with a thing where it rises to the threshold of they're going to come into your home because you've done A, B, and C. It has to have specific benchmarks. If you transfer money into a bank account that's already flagged as a danger account, indicating the money is going to Al-Qaeda or ISIS or buying bomb materials at a specific place, it's going to get flagged. If you fly to a specific city that's known to train terrorists in Afghanistan, there's one city, for example, that if you fly there, even in people inside the country, if you go there, even drive there, they know you're trained to be a terrorist. Okay? So that they're easy to set benchmarks that if you do these things, which can be a limited list of things, then we got to watch you. Doesn't matter whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, whether you're white or non-white, or you're converted like this guy Brennan. Well, he was a station chief over in Saudi Arabia. And then that's probable cause. Probable cause is your actions are not pre-crime. Your actions indicate a tendency toward doing things that could cause trouble, or you're contributing financially, or your travel plans, or your communications, tweets, etc., are indicating an intention to do bad things. So that's probable cause. And then simply, if it does, then you have a visit. For example, the Sonnerov brothers should have were visited for several years. And again, remember that there's an idea that maybe this is a false flag there, and it's possible that there was indeed. But if the Sonnerov brothers were even partially involved, or if some of these terrorists go in there and shoot up, say, a building, the FBI and these other people are watching them and knowing they're going to do something, just like in Germany, it's because the powers that be want a certain amount of chaos so they can get more control over the population generally. In other words, have a police force overtly, right?
Well, you know, even...
we're on break now, but I can...
Dr. Spencer says the Sonnerov brothers were not guilty.
I know that. I agree with that, but they can be partially guilty. I'll give you an example. They have brought a young man, the FBI did about 4 years ago. Can you cut the commercial there, Dan?
Food storage. Numana food storage. Yep. Highly nutritious, GMO free, contains no aspartame.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more...
And welcome back. We did get another caller. I should call back toward the last segment of this hour because we had rearranged things. We had a little delay with Fareed. Fareed, I have some good news. I've been negotiating with a company that's a prime producer and of technology for endoscope for the extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. I've been making a lot of progress in our research in terms of the use of things like acetazole methionine in combination with cardiovascular. Supernox and the beet juice powder to try to improve nitric oxide and vascular health. And I have to tell people that a lot of the stuff that has been treated incorrectly by doctors, and the two specialties that have the most mortality because their medical and their physiological models are incorrect. Yeah. I hear a little noise in the background there. So what's going on is the physiological model, for example, for hypertension and vascular disease is wrong. The model for what causes cancer that the conventional doctors are using is wrong. That's why people like Dr. Brzezinski for cancer and gene-based cancer treatments. What happens in vascular disease is real simple. Blood vessels fail, the heart tries to compensate, and when the heart is pushing against a resisting blood vessel that's not getting a contractile peristaltic wave, you have hypertension. Your systolic blood pressure, which is the peak pressure, your diastolic, which is the lower pressure during that contractile wave, is trying to push the blood through a circulatory system that's not doing its job. 70% of blood flow in a healthy circulatory system is a peristaltic wave of the blood vessels in response to the shearing force impulse of the heart contracting in the aorta. And if your blood vessels are stiff, and we have a new technology now that I want to put forward, you can purchase a BioCuff, which is a new blood pressure device that out of Europe, that we have on the bottom of our affiliates on the front page of NutriMedical, and it measures arterial stiffness. Now, stiffness is not just a one factor. It's stiffness, it's non-peristaltic activity. So if your blood vessels are compliant, they're probably going to have the potential to respond, because they're not yet calcified and stiff, by a peristaltic wave. Now, when you take cardiovascular, and we'll go through all the components again, you're restoring and preventing plaque, you're restoring health of the artery wall, you're protecting the endothelium, you're doing a whole lot of things, and I add additional nutraceuticals to cardiovascular, but it's the central post of health. Now, if your perfusion is bad, every illness you can think of is tied to poor perfusion. Autoimmune disease, cancer, organ dysfunction, and accelerated lack of stem cell regeneration of tissues and organs, including joints. So let's go through each of the components, and we'll explain, then I'll add some other nutrients, and if we don't do it on this segment, we'll do it on the next one, Fareed.
Sure. Well, the first component is the hawthorn.
Now, hawthorn is a cardiotonic, so it's going to contract the mitochondria of your blood vessels and your heart. Now, the problem is that if you ask the average doctor, including cardiologists, if the blood vessels are important in terms of their peristaltic wave of contributing to contraction, and if they even read the articles published in non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations in their own cardiology journals, their eyes rotate in opposite directions because they don't understand it. That's not good. It means the physiological model they're running on of throwing in diuretics or ACE inhibitors or ACE receptor blockers or calcium channel blockers or central beta blockers or alpha blockers is wrong. It's not a matter of blocking something that's in spasm. It's stimulating something that should have a spasmodic peristaltic wave after the blood vessel is hit with a shearing force from the heart. So if your mitochondria aren't working in your heart or blood vessels, you don't get a medial layer contractile wave in your blood vessel walls. Next component?
The aged garlic.
Now, it's very important to understand when the kidneys don't think they're getting perfused, they generate angiotensin-converting enzyme. Now, an angiotensin-converting enzyme goes up, either block the angiotensin-converting enzyme or the angiotensin-converting enzyme receptor. Now, they're actually a pretty good drug, although some people will get angioedema from it, which means you can swell your throat or other organs in your body. Now, when you block ACE inhibitors, you also block bradykinin and neurotenins, which actually means you can start getting pain syndromes in various organ systems in your body and inflammation. So, yeah, I hear the bumper bumping us. So when we come back, we'll go on for the next component here, and we're going to explain that. And we did have a caller, Wes in Idaho, wanted to talk about something completely off topic. And that's fine. The last segment, call back, Wes, and we'll try to answer your question. And then we're going to move on in hour number three to Tim Alexander and what's going on of Brexit on the brink and much more with Tim Alexander in the first week of Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Fareed, we're back, and let's go to the next component.
So we had talked about the hawthorn and the garlic, and so then the next component would be the cayenne.
It's a vasodilator. It's going to help nitric oxide generation. Next.
The bilberry.
Most dialyzable small antioxidant we have. It's not the most powerful, but it's the most dialyzable, which means it crosses deeper into organs, blood vessel walls, et cetera, than any other antioxidant.
So then we've got the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is a reduced blood viscosity, helps microcirculation.
And then the valerian and the milk thistle.
Valerian balances the autonomic nervous system, which is overactive in people with hypertension. And what we'll see is they actually, if you check their markers like dopamine, norepinephrine level in their blood, or their sympathetic nervous system, they have overactivity of the sympathetic nervous system because the body's in, with hypertension, is in what's called fight or flight mode. So you got to tone that down in order to control blood pressure. And the milk thistle is a universal detoxifier because there's a lot of persistent volatile organic chemicals in the environment that stimulate the inflammation of the blood vessel wall, and it's really important to understand that you've got to get rid of those because they're damaging the vessel wall, they're interfering with methylation, they encourage inflammation and production of free radicals like hydroperoxy radical and homocysteine, and if you allow those things to happen, they're going to burn the vessel wall and the blood vessel itself, which is why the primary thing that causes things like aortic aneurysm is homocysteine and free radicals. And it's not a minor thing for someone to have hypertension. Everyone with hypertension has three things wrong. Number one, they have free radicals in their blood vessel wall. They have inflammatory changes to the vessel wall and dysmethylation. They usually have elevations of homocysteine and other markers like nitroperoxy radical and hydroperoxy radical. And they're damaging what's called macrophages when they eat these oxidized fats and cholesterol. And they form and release soluble ICAM-1 and 2 and inflammatory markers that cause fibrin to accumulate in platelets to form layers of plaque like a Haitian tar paper shack. And we now know what causes heart disease. So when people say we don't know what causes it, part of the problem is that the doctors don't measure lipid electrophoresis and measure nuclear magnetic spectroscopy because it's quick and dirty, and LabCorp and Quest can still get paid for it. But the most dangerous fraction is not just LDL cholesterol. It's small particle HDL. And they don't measure also oxymarkers like 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol or TBARS, which is oxidized fatty acids, because their fatty acid concentration in their North American diet is 50 times higher than it should be for pro-inflammatory fats, which is why these are the following that I would add. Omega Supreme, Omega Supreme Krill. We're soon releasing Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride that's 300 to 400% more absorbed. Supernox to release nitric oxide. Beet juice powder, which you can go to our Amazon store in their drinks. Semethyl acetonazyl methionine, because the primary marker that burns your arteries is homocysteine. It's part of the cycle between for methylation that controls methylation of your endothelium and also the production of ATP in your Krebs cycle. It's extremely important. Free radicals, cell detox glutathione and the minerals that support that, like Minerals Plus. Peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical with the tocotrienols and tocopherols and gamma A+. Magnesium, magnesium glycinate malate to protect and counteract calcium effects in the heart and blood vessels. CoQ10, we have the only CoQ10 in the world that's non-polymerizing or crystallizing. CoQ10 ubiquinol, this is water-soluble. The use of carnitine, we have the propionyl L-carnitine, so it's already bioconverged to its most active form. Things that are going to maintain vessel wall health, such as the transketolase enzymes, effect of fat-soluble thiamin, ultrathiamin B1, and diosmin. So it's important for people to understand that if we know the character of what's wrong with your vessels, and we can do other additional tests besides the Biocuff, you can do at home, you can do an endopat or endothelix test with your cardiologist, either in America or outside the United States. The research was done at Technion in Israel. So when people say that they think their doctor knows everything, hogwash on that. I mean, I'm constantly studying 7 days a week. I know far more than when I even retired. And the medical system doesn't want advances because it ruins their business. Their business is to do bypasses, to do cardiac casts, to treat people in hospital for readmissions for congestive heart failure, because a 4-day admission is an average $20,000, and the copays are on round 5. So people need to understand the system doesn't want to solve the problem. The system wants to profit from the progression of the illness and the terminal state of the disease. Unfortunately, they lose the customer too, but you know, in the meantime, for years, they actually make pharmacological profits, medical profits, and do all kinds of interventions. Many of them are completely useless or inappropriate. And a lot of the treatments that doctors use even will speed the demise of their kidneys. Or things like HMG coronary reductase inhibitors, they can cause rhabdomyolysis, which is dissolution of their muscles, and the actin myosin precipitate in the whole loop of Henle and destroy their kidneys. So if you think doctors are abusing you, it's because that suspicion is based on facts, not on conjecture. And it's not a conspiracy theory. I can give you the technical facts, so in a court of law or a grand jury, I could get an indictment. And the problem is, you see, the drug companies don't want to come clean, that in many cases, nutraceuticals should be the first choice. Yeah, there's a place for drugs like ACE receptor blockers if you're careful and don't get side effects. But even some of the new drugs now for congestive heart failure, like Entresto, you have to understand, they say, well, if you have angioedema, you better not take this because it'll kill you. If you're a pregnant mother and you take this, it's going to destroy your baby. You have to understand a lot of the drugs, including the diabetic drugs, have horrific side effects, and if you start developing those side effects, many of them end in things like renal failure, blindness, or major complications. Same with a lot of the drugs we use for stopping bleeding. When you can take natokinase or lumbrokinase, which are also very helpful for hyperviscous blood syndromes. So if you have an elevated fibrin degradation products or elevated platelet count or some other reason why you have a problem, I can address that nutraceutically and not have to give you a toxic drug that could have horrific side effects or kill you. And the problem is, unless you're seeing a functional medicine doctor, you're going to get screwed. What do you think?
That's the system.
Now, if you think I'm making this up, it's the difference between Trump is not a politician, which is many bloodsuckers, because he's a businessman going to fix the business of America. I'm about the business, as it says in the movie, you know, with Ebenezer Scrooge, my business is mankind. You know, my business is the patient. My business is not making a big damn profit or figuring out how I can do another procedure. My business is how can I lengthen the life with the least risk, with the least toxic effects, with the least danger of inducing future illness like cancer, etc., and how can I make the person healthy? Now, that may seem like a tall job. It isn't. They've been mistraining and distraining and undertraining to make sure doctors didn't even have the skill sets of advanced biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, and genetics, so that when they went to medical school, they'd become advanced drug salesmen. I know. When I went into medicine, they were telling me, oh, you got the equivalent of a PhD in biochemistry, even though I didn't write the thesis yet, and marine bacteriology. We're a little worried about that because really we just like to teach our doctors basic biochemistry. And this is, by the way, one of the top medical schools in the Western world, Dalhousie, that's a sister university of Harvard. So if you think this is just an anomaly, it's the standard of care. It's the standard of training. And by the way, these medical students, when they finish fourth year medical school, often go straight into residency. So they're becoming orthopedic surgeons, oncologists, and cardiologists. And they don't even know general medicine, let alone any advanced biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, genetics, or functional medicine at all. They know almost nothing. And if they do get trained in it, they get trained after they're finished. For example, my doctors are functional medicine doctors at Script. And I'll be seeing them again in about a week at tomorrow. To just get an idea on how I'm doing in terms of controlling my health with my nutraceuticals and minimum drugs. Because I tell people, if I took all the crap that those doctors wanted me to have, I'd be a physical and a mental wreck. And I'm not going to do it. Not. And you have to know that yourself out there. So cardiovascular is number one, but you'll need other things. People say, well, I took it and my hands were still cold. That means you've got something like Raynaud's syndrome. Or maybe you've got hyperviscous blood and we need to reduce that with if you did a QRMA or rheologic blood viscosity test, or if I did a lipid electrophoresis rather than just an NMR spectroscopy through LabCorp or Quest, I could find out you have a lipid fraction that's going to put you at extreme risk of developing plaque. Did your doctor or cardiologist do a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score? I doubt it. Did you do a transthoracic ultrasound of your heart to look to make sure you didn't have an ostium secundum defect of your transatrial valve, a flap valve that 25% of the population has? So if you do have clots in your legs or an atrial fibrillation, you're going to throw that clot out to your carotid artery. The clots usually reside in the right atrium, in the right atrial appendage. And if you don't have a flap valve, it can't get across because it's going to go to the lung field, and your own lungs, if you're especially taking enzymes, are going to destroy those clots. So if you have an ultrasound that says you don't have an ostium secundum flap valve, which is 25% of the population, the chances that you're going to throw off a clot from your legs or your lungs or your right atrial appendage to your carotid artery and throw it off to your right middle cerebral artery and stroke is extremely unlikely. But do doctors know that would tell you that? No, are you kidding? That's not good for business, right? So they're going to give you stuff like Eliquis and Xarelto, and they're going to give you other crap that's going to actually put you at risk of a major bleed. At the same time, you could take natokinase or lumbar kinase and monitor your blood viscosity and take other nutraceuticals, something simple like Omega Supreme Pro, which we are vermonoglyceride omega krill, and other things to reduce blood viscosity and reduce oxidative stress in your vessel walls besides cardiovascular, which is important, and take an adequate dosage. The average little old lady that's 85 pounds needs one capsule or 15 drops, but an average size woman or man, let's say 150 pounds, needs two or 30 drops three times a day, and a big man needs 45 drops or three. So don't think, well, I it didn't work for me. It's like you might need other stuff too, because it's a complex problem. And perfusion and vascular disease, which is a foundation for autoimmune disease and cancer and many other illnesses, is a big deal. And it's not properly being addressed by doctors. It is when the research in Israel at the Technion Institute identified technology to find out if you're generating a normal vascular response by measuring your capillary blood flow in your fingertips or the temperature of your fingertips using either technology, EndoPad or Endothelix. And so, you know, what doctors have been doing for years is they say, well, we brought your blood pressure down, but they might have also brought your perfusion down. So over-treating blood pressure increases mortality because it screws up your perfusion, and it may have not have stopped the oxidative stress that's actually calcifying your arteries and make them stiff as hell, eventually that they can rupture like your aorta, or dissect a carotid blood vessel or in your head, or cause an aneurysm to burst because you've got homocysteine in the artery wall and an area in the circle of Willis blood vessels that's ready to degrade the endothelium and the serosa of the vessel, so it's going to pop. Now, you may not believe that, but even when your doctor does a test for homocysteine, they may not do L-methionine and 500 milligram challenge the night before, which is going to pick up two-thirds of the people they'd otherwise miss that'll have over 8 on the number for homocysteine in the test. Now, so I find even the, quote, the conventional things that doctors that do gold standard medicine isn't being done. We're not even talking about alternative medicine. We're not talking about, well, my doctor did an EKG. EKG will pick up 14% of people with vascular disease. 14%, that's pretty freaking useless. A treadmill stress test, we pick up 57 to 74%. That's a little better. That might have problems. A Holter monitor will pick up even more if it's done over like a month. And the best test is a pharmacological test where you pick up a few more percent, like 84%. But the best test is a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score. Because you got calcified arteries, your blood vessels are stiff as hell because they're calcifying and you're now, you have to reverse that with full vitamin K2, omega fatty acids, things to stop the free radical, peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, and you can monitor the oxy markers in your blood. 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine T-bars and homocysteine levels and other markers of vessel health, and you repeat the high-speed CT scan calcium score. Now, do you think the average doctor does that, or does a B-scan or their ultrasound of their carotids to see if the plaque is reducing in millimeters? I doubt it. But if you get demanding and say, hey, this is what Dr. Deagle said in the show, and he emailed me and said, hey, I probably should have this standard test done, which any cardiologist could do, you might have a better way of monitoring if whatever intervention they're trying, pharmacological or nutraceutical, is actually damn well working. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, people think I'm a little angry over this. I'm 65 in a couple weeks, and I'm getting tired of talking to knuckleheads. And I don't care what specialty or how many years you're in practice or how smart you think you are. Actions speak louder than words. Do you do for this individual patient in front of you what you should do in conventional medicine to know that what you're doing is actually working or not? And it's not just measuring someone's blood pressure or smiling at them or putting the stethoscope on their apex and their, you know, their outflow tracts and their carotid arteries and checking around different areas of their heart to see if they've got bruises. That, you know... the chances you're going to pick up something major on auscultation that changes from 3 months ago is not very likely unless you ruptured one of your valve leaflets or your arteries are calcifying so much you're getting a outflow systolic bruise, like a mitral valve calcification, which, by the way, you'll pick up on high-speed CT scan or an ultrasound. So we have lots of ways of testing now to see if what we're doing actually works. And I tell people very strongly, get a BioCuff. Get a endopattern endothelix. Get a lipid electrophoresis. Get a rheologic blood viscosity test. If you've got significant hypertension, you're eventually going to zap your eyes, your brain, your kidneys, etc. If you don't reverse the hypertension, those arteries are eventually going to calcify, and now you're really screwed. Your heart's trying to push against resistance, and it's eventually going to fail. You'll develop a cardiac arrhythmia and then sudden death. The life expectancy for someone with advanced stage 4 congestive heart failure is the same as stage 4 metastatic cancer. Same 5-year survival rate. Now you can improve that a bit with some of these drugs like Entresto with side effects. A little bit, you know, if you look at the charts. But the thing is, you need to do a comprehensive nutraceutical approach and have testing done. So, I want people to understand this, that I will give them the gold standard for what the best cardiologist should do, plus what functional medicine doctors can do to mitigate your circumstances and reduce your drugs to a minimum. Doesn't mean you're going to get rid of all of them, but you're going to get rid of the ones that will really screw you up, like calcium channel blockers and HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I'd like you to do me a favor, though. When we have callers, we want them to be much more specific in either the question or statement they're going to say. That way I'm prepared to kind of go back and forth and ask questions or whatever to dialogue. So if you can, when you're talking to the board, just be a little more specific in what you want to say. You're quoting Psalm 90, verse 10. Go ahead and say what your issue or statement is.
Yeah, well, what it says is our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. I really like to hear that song, We Fly Away. Almost all of the translations use that term too, We Fly Away. A lot better than hearing the song The End. But Dr. Deagle, my question to you is, are you gonna change this part of scripture where 70
you don't change scripture. Let me go back, okay? Just stop for a second. We don't change that scripture, but remember the days of Moses, he didn't start his mission 40 years in the desert until he was 80. We also know that there were patriarchs that existed before him that lived 300 years. Enoch lived, I think, 300 some years before he was taken by God. We know that many of the initial descendants of Adam and Eve lived up to and even longer than 900 years. And these weren't months. They were. Some people try to misscripturize it. Now, I'll explain the reason why. Man's days were shortened as a judgment against mankind. It's a judgment against the planet. For example, every civilization dies from the soil up, which means if the minerals aren't present, the induction of the genes that actually create the enzymes that allow you to live longer. For example, if you look at the populations that live 100 years or more, there's 100 times more centenarians that live in 18 populations on Earth, including in Georgia. Now, they have several things that are unique. First, they have kefir yogurt, which I, by the way, have every day. It's from Lebanon. But the most important thing is a thing called glacial milk, or in Japan, the Okinawa Japanese. Now, in Georgia, there's two seats in the parliament. You have to be 100 years of age to sit in them. So when you look at the scripture, you have to understand that that is a judgment of mankind, because mankind got away from God, didn't do godly things to the soil. In fact, people have to see there's a number of different things that tie to the Sabbath. The Sabbath rest of the land was to remineralize it, because without the minerals, man's days would not be prolonged. And the judgment of 70 years or up to 80 is simply the fact that mankind got away from God's grace and God's wisdom to treat the land. That's why the land spewed the ancient people out of the land, for the Sabbath rest was not kept. So that's the answer. In other words, yes, God is going to restore the years of man that it says in the book. It says, though a man die at 100, it shall be as if the years of a child in the day when the Lord returns, because he's returning soon, and we're preparing for that. And man's years will be much longer than 100 in a future world.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.